Phoenix FM.
Now, I'm joined in the studio by Norman Hornigold, who is the Sales and Marketing Director at SEHBAC, who are the number one providers of double glazing products in Essex and beyond, with over 45 years of trading. And we're going to be talking to Norman about security and how to keep your property safe as we move towards the festive period. But before that, we need to go because you have won an award.
We have, to add to quite a list of awards we've fortunate enough to win over the years. Last week at Manchester, in a hotel at Manchester, there was an inaugural awards for conservatory and orangery installation of the year. We were fortunate, well, not fortunate really, we deserved it. We came away with the award for best installation. So we were delighted with that. It was a project that was very challenging. To cut a long story short, the customers had an old P-shaped conservatory, which they had major issues with. It was a polycarbonate roof that was leaking. They had problems with the windows as well. So we replaced the windows and the roof. And we judged that was the particular project that was put forward. And we won.
Excellent.
Delighted.
What did you get as part of the prize? Is it like a statue type
yes,
thing?
Yes, yeah? We've got it proudly on display at head office at Ipswich. Yep. So, yeah, we've got it lined up with our other awards.
Yes, so I was going to say, because pleased. You've got quite a few, haven't you?
We've won several over the years, and we keep adding to them, so long may that continue. It's just a reflection of the kind of projects we're able to take on, big and small, and the service we provide.
Now, when we're talking about double glazing products, people just naturally think it is windows.
Yes.
Just windows.
Yes.
But that isn't what you do, because your company does much more. So tell us about the products and the services.
You're absolutely right. People naturally think windows and doors. An equal size part of our turnover are the glazed extensions, we call them now, because they are very much an extension to the property. So conservatories, glazed extensions, orangeries is a big, big chunk of what we do. And represents over half of our turnover.
If people are thinking about moving to a bigger property, if you're happy where you are, it's one of the things to look at to extend on your property, because obviously you don't have to have a massive extension to make a difference to that living that everybody wants now, with the kitchen, they want the island, they want the sofa outside, and they want the TV on the wall, and they want their kitchen, and they want the bifolding doors. That's what everybody's looking at doing.
I think one of the reasons we are doing so well from that point of view is that, getting back to your original point, customers are looking at perhaps moving property to get a bigger place. And then they look at the cost that is involved there, not only in getting the bigger property, but the duties, the agency's fees that are there, and they're deciding to stay and improve where they are. And you're absolutely right. Gone are the days where it's just extending the lounge and putting an extra room there. It's very much a lifestyle thing. So they'll go out beyond the kitchen, extend that, put bifold doors right across the fronts, and really open out the property. And again, it's something we do an awful lot of, and we specialise with. And if you went back a few years, every single job like that we do is project managed. So a customer would get a schedule of works showing when all of our trades are going to be there. So, you know, there's no independent buildings. In fact, we oversee everything. And not that long ago, they all looked very similar, all of the builds. They were just like a glass box on the back of the house. Now, nothing like it. Every single one we do is completely different, because they're bespoke, and it is very much to the customer's requirements. And the other big difference, of course, with us is you've got a 10-year guarantee once the work is complete. Now, with most builders, you don't get any guarantee. So you've got that sort of uncertainty as well, and that's why more and more people are choosing to come our way, because, as I said, the availability and the choice of product now and the variation is absolutely vast.
So did you take it through actually to installing kitchens, lights, flooring?
We don't install kitchens, but part of it is that if there's any planning involved with a conservatory, all the plastering is taken care of by us. The downlighters that put in the conservatory, we oversee everything. So when it's finished, it's pretty much a complete project.
Don't, because you're just making me get that, because Norman knows when he last came in, I have books now indoors that I'm looking at, because my house is... It's still, again, even my house is detached, not massive, but there's a bit of a garden back, so you can actually put something on the back. You don't have to have an L shape. It's whatever. If you get somebody to come around, they can actually design what you you know, what you need.
Yeah, we've designed that for you. We've got all of our guys that work there that represent the company have got a system which produces a 3D design there for the customer so they can see exactly what it's going to look like on the back of their property.
Yeah, and then you have to have it. Once you've seen the 3D design,
that's the idea.
That's it. You're like, I want to be in there. I want to be living in there.
Yeah.
And don't forget, it adds value to your property and it saves you from having to move as well.
Yeah, very much so.
Every single magazine you look at now, that is what people want. The clocks have gone back. It's gone back or forward? Back, forward. I think it's gone back. Festive season's coming up.
It's always spring forward, fall back. That's how I started to remember it.
So I should learn that.
There you go.
That's a good one, actually. Now, it's a perfect time at this time of year because it's got dark early and we're coming up to Christmas. A lot of people have got Christmas presents. In fact, the average household has got £882 worth of presents leading up until Christmas. And between November and February, you get a third of all burglaries. Theft insurance claims rise by 34% as well. And more than a quarter of households have no security in place besides locks on the windows and doors.
Scary.
Yeah.
I mean, look, some of the stats I double check because they look absolutely frightening. When you think in Essex alone, in the last 6 months, there's an average of 838 burglaries per month just in Essex. It's frightening. And the one thing I did want to say for our listeners to be extra vigilant because most bonfire nights are going to be celebrated, if that's the right expression, this Saturday.
Yeah.
That's the busiest night of the year for burglars.
Wow.
Because people are out of the house, there's a lot of noise going on. Yeah. They've got the ideal situation. So make sure you lock the doors and everything else because 5% of burglaries occur where people walk in a door which hasn't been locked.
Yeah.
So it's just really being extra vigilant. Mm. And it's, look, it gives me an opportunity as well to mention the fact that we've recently launched this week a brand new range of composite doors, which we're doing a special promotion on at the moment. It's £200 off during the launch period, and they're very high security doors. And as I mentioned earlier, that's where most break-ins occur, are through a front or a back door. So it's just a question of really, as I said, taking that bit of extra care to make sure you do lock everything up at night. And it's interesting that what's definitely changed with us, we always look at our web searches to see what our potential customers are looking at most, what's it searching for. What by far outstrips everything else, the front doors. And I think that's one of the main reasons people are concerned about security, and because all of our doors now have got multi-point locking systems, the frames are all reinforced, they have to be security first, as well as obviously looking very nice. So it's definitely at the forefront of people's minds.
And what about bifolding doors? Are they, because obviously you've got that massive expanse of glass. What's different about your doors?
Well, a standard, you will always get toughened safety glass. If a customer's particularly worried about security, they can upgrade that and go for laminated glass, which makes it even stronger. They're multi-point locking a standard, so again they look fantastic, but they're very, very secure as well.
So you can't sort of jimmy them over, like with the old patio doors.
Patio doors used to, well, they still run on a roller, and it used to be on a hook lock. So somebody would go to the garden shed, get a garden spade out, just lever it under the door and literally lift it out. You can't do that anymore because of the way the locks engage. And there's protection put at the head of the frame as well to stop them being lifted. But pretty much everything comes with a 10-year guarantee. But in terms of the life expectancy of the product, I would say simply the fact that you're probably far more likely to get fed up with the look of it and want to change the colour before they wear out. They're that durable now. It's come on so much. You know, it was a major problem because PVC used to discolour very quickly. You don't really get those issues anymore, providing you've got the right quality of product. And certainly with us, we use the highest grade materials throughout so that we know they're going to stand the test of time and customers are going to be delighted with it.
So top tip, what would you say top tips for security you would have?
First and foremost, buy our products. Funnily enough, I wouldn't let today escape. I bought you an early Christmas present as well, by the way. Our brand new front doors. Range. I know this doesn't work very well on the radio, but
do you know what? You will know out there these front. You will know. I'll try and describe it. The new front doors. You drive. What it is? You drive past and you're in your car and you go, oh, hello, that's a new look, because it's weird, isn't it? Because you get fashion. So you've got the PVC white doors with maybe a little bit of glass and stuff. They were quite fashionable, and now all the doors are kind of, they're getting to be like that dark blue or the green, but they're They're quite American looking, aren't they, with the big long handles? That's our
There's almost too many choices now with the material that we do and the furniture, and you can literally have any color with a door, any round number. So there's so many options available now over and above what there used to be.
Doors do go through fashions.
At the moment, everybody wants grey. Grey is the colour. Long ago, it was charcoal green. Now it's grey.
Yeah.
But there are so many different options. And people are definitely looking at their front doors more regularly now to change them and get the style, design and colour they want. But in terms of top tips for security, I hadn't forgotten that question.
If at the moment you
can't afford to change what you've already got, it's just doing the basic things to make sure. If the current product you have hasn't got a good enough lock, is just at the very least to upgrade that. Bearing in mind, at risk of repeating myself, it is doors that the burglars target first of all. And what they're looking to do is get in and out literally within seconds. And if you've got decent security on your property, they're going to go elsewhere because they don't want to make any noise or take too long gaining entry.
And also, it's not to leave stuff on it. We all do it. Don't leave your car keys on the table in the lounge or in the hallway.
Yeah.
Don't leave your handbag there, because if they can get in, even if you've got an alarm, sometimes if they do get in, they know they've got about 20 seconds to grab whatever's there.
And get out quick.
And we don't want to frighten people because it is coming up to Christmas, but it is a time of year.
If you look at the stats too long, it does scare you because nearly half of burglaries occur at night when people are at home instead of breaking while you're indoors. And if all of these facts don't make you think, right, hang on a minute, I need to do something about it, then nothing will, because it's these people are very active, particularly as you read out earlier, at this time of year.
I can't believe the amount.
830 average per month.
Wow.
In Essex alone.
It's terrible. Scary. Isn't it? It is. Don't forget, this is the Celestial Collection, which is bespoke residential entrance doors, which you will be able to find at...
They're on our website as well. The new images are uploaded to the website. The door only launched this Monday, just gone. Please have a look.
And you've got the discount.
We've got a special discount running for a limited period just to celebrate the launch of the door.
Yep.
And hopefully make that purchase a little bit more feasible.
Excellent. Lovely. Great to see you.
Lovely to be back. Thank you for the invite.
You're welcome. We were talking about music earlier. We both love music.
We love it. Both love it. Yeah. Absolutely.
Definitely. You might do some recording studios with your stuff, you know.
Well, funnily enough, I was looking around thinking, do you know what? Why not?
Yeah.
Acoustically, they're going to work perfectly for us.
Yes, definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely, yes. Now, if you want to find out more, you can go and have a look at the website, which is...
SEHBAC.com, as simple as that.
Excellent. And it is, as Norman said before, he didn't say it this time, it is no pressure. So I know years ago you used to have a bit of a rap with people coming round to sort of give quotes and you can't get people out of your house. That is not the way this company works. So
we get comments on that all the while. People that visit the showrooms cannot believe the way that we conduct ourselves. So we don't outstay our welcome, and we definitely no high pressure tactics with us.
Yes, so you have clients ringing you back rather than the other way around.
Exactly. That's
nice,
the idea.
Actually, they haven't rung for a couple of. I shall ring them and see. Oh yes, that quote was absolutely fine. Yes, so get in contact. Thanks very much.
Thank you.
And I'll see you again probably another month or two.
Let's hope so.
Good. Well, I hope so. Don't say it quite like that.
No, I look forward to it. definitely look forward to it.
That's almost sounded like you were going away somewhere.
No.
Do you like a bit of Duran Duran?
Why not?
Yeah, here they are with Rio.